Randy Rhoads was only in his early 20s when he helped craft one of the most iconic riffs in rock history. Crazy Train would go on to define Ozzy Osbourne's solo career, but the way the song began was almost accidental. Rhoads had an effect pedal that didn't work quite right. It was a faulty stomp box. Even when he wasn't playing, it made this strange, pulsing, chugging sound through his amp. To anyone listening, it resembled the rumble of a train rolling down the tracks. Randy, a lifelong fan of model trains, leaned into that vibe while shaping the riff in F-sharp minor. That riff captured both the power of heavy metal and a hypnotic, almost psychedelic energy. Once the foundation was set, Ozzy added his vocal melody, and the rest of the band built around Rhoads' idea. The contrast was striking, a driving, upbeat rhythm paired with lyrics about global tension and the threat of nuclear war. And at the heart of it all was Randy's guitar work, aggressive, precise, and yet melodic in a way few players could match. The solo sealed his genius. Dizzying runs, classical influences, and explosive energy, all packed into a few unforgettable bars. Crazy Train wasn't just a hit, it was proof that Randy Rhoads was reshaping the sound of metal.